Poročilo.
Novi oziroma življenjski pogoji pribežnikov v Italiji. Italijanska izpostava Zdravnikov brez meja je objavila poročilo o pogojih, v katerih živijo predvsem afriški pribežniki. Organizacija je pozornost namenila tudi zdravniški oskrbi ljudi in ugotovila, da 2/3 od približno 10 tisoč obravnavanih beguncev nimata dostopa do zdravstvene oskrbe. Govorimo s Giuseppejem De Molo, ki je za Zdravnike brez meja opravil raziskavo. Kaj so poglavitne ugotovitve poročila?
The report was carried out last year, 2015. And it is about the conditions of asylum seekers and refugees who are living in Italy outside the reception centers run by the Italian government. So the report is focused particularly on the conditions of asylum seekers who arrive in Italy from the northeastern border, so from the so-called Western Balkanic route. And so what happened in, for example, in Trieste, in Gorizia, and Udine is that migrants try to apply for asylum to the police stations of those towns, but because there are no places in the reception center, they were asked by police to wait, and so they were forced to wait for weeks, sometimes for months, up to 3 months in the open air. Just waiting until a place in the reception center was available, and so this was the first group we describe in the report. The second big group is refugees who have been living in Italy since a few years, so 6 years average, and they are refugees with who are granted to stay in Italy with refugee status or other kind of international protection. But these refugees, they never enter in the reception center, or maybe they enter for a few months, and when they are out of the reception center, they don't have a house, they don't have a job, so they are forced to live in very, very bad condition, for example, in the countryside, or in some tents, or in very, very bad conditions.
Kako je urejen dostop beguncev do zdravstvenih storitev?
In our research we also find out that another problem is the access to healthcare of this population, and what we reported in this research is that among the refugees who have been living in Italy since few years, one out of three is not registered to the national health system. That for us is a very big number, one out of three. And two out of three, they don't have a general practitioner. They don't have a pediatrician for children. So for us, it's really also important that government and also local authorities, they put in place some kind of measures to promote the access to public health service for this population.
Iz katerih držav večinoma prihajajo omenjeni begunci?
So the asylum seekers who arrive from the Balkan route, most of them were coming from Afghanistan and Pakistan, and the refugees who have been living in Italy since few years. So most of them arrived during 2011, 2012, and also in the last few years, and most of them they come from the area of Somalia and Eritrea and Sudan, and also from sub-Saharan Africa, so for example Nigeria. So we are about when I speak about refugee, I mean particularly the one coming from Africa.
Katere centre ste zajeli v poročilu in kakšno je stanje v njih?
Places we monitor are outside the reception center, the legal and governmental reception center. So we are not talking about official center, but let's say spontaneous and informal settlement. So there are different kind of settlement. There are just open air for example, by the railway station or in the city gardens, to just wait there for weeks or months. And there are also abandoned buildings, for example, in the city center. Also, I mean, not only in rural context, in countryside, but I mean in big cities, for example, Turin or Rome or Bali. So we are talking about buildings occupied by these refugees, and sometimes in these places there is no electricity, no water. For example, in city center of Bari, this is quite a big town in the south of Italy. There are three of these informal settlements. In particular, one is by the railway station, and there are around 70 refugees from Somalia. Among them, there are also women and minors, and who are living in this building without electricity and without water, and they have electricity with a generator. The same situation, for example, in Padua. Padua is a very, very rich city, also in the north of Italy. There are a couple of buildings occupied by almost 100 refugees coming from sub-Saharan Africa. They don't have any shower, so they built a shower with wooden with wood in the garden surrounding the two buildings, and so they are washing themselves in winter time and in summer time using this wooden shower and a rubber to bring water there.
Prav tako sta vaša organizacija Zdravnikov brez meja kot tudi UNHCR nedavno odrekli sodelovanje s politiko eksternalizacije Evropske unije v Grčiji.
First of all, that the protection of is in Italy and in Greece and in whole Europe as well. So what we want to say is that the protection of refugees is not only should not be only limited to the first reception, so for soon after the landings of migrants, but should be for us the protection will last also after the landings, and it's also important to have some structured programs to be sure that these migrants can be also integrated in the society, and this is absolutely lacking in Italy. For example, there are no programs after the first reception. And the other things that we want to highlight for Italy is that the reception center for asylum seekers is lacking of places. So the number of places is absolutely insufficient for people coming to Italy, especially now that Balkan road seems to be closed. And we think that the Italian government is absolutely unprepared to address the flux of migrants and asylum seekers who are coming to Italy in the next few weeks and months.
Večinski tretma držav z begunci je tak, da jih obravnavajo znotraj izjeme prava oziroma njegovega suspenza. Države jih strpajo v tako rekoč pravno nepravni položaj. Ali to drži tudi za Italijo?
The limits of the, let's say, the governmental assistance to refugees, I want to highlight three limits. So first of all, as I said, number of places is insufficient. So asylum seekers are forced to wait sometimes weeks and months to enter in the system. First problem. Second problem, in Italy we have this other very, very peculiar problem in Italy that most part of the places of the reception center are not, let's say, a structural and planned reception center. They are extraordinary places which are open in a hurry without any kind of plan, and also the actors who manage the center, they don't have any kind of experience in protection of refugees. For example, now at the moment, Italy, we are giving reception to more than 100,000 refugees, and almost 80,000 of these places are they are part of extraordinary and emergency centers whose management is not really has no experience in this kind of programs. And the third limit, big limit, as I said, that we are completely lacking in Italy of programs for social integration. And so refugees, when they are out of the assistance, because they have to go out after a while, so they don't have any instruments, any, as I said, job, to be integrated, and so they are forced again to live in the street, and they live in very bad condition in these informal and spontaneous settlements without, again, any kind of institutional assistance.
Kako pa je z gibanji in strankami v Italiji, ki nasprotujejo sprejemanju beguncev?
The moment we haven't had any kind of serious episode against migrants in Italy. I mean, not more than in the past, very, very few incidents and not really serious. But of course, now we have, for example, we have administrative elections in Italy. I mean, election in many, many important cities and towns in Italy. So of course, this issue of migration and refugees arriving to Italy has been is used by the right parties to try to win these elections. So it's, of course, it's one of the main issues of this election here in Italy. But as I said, we haven't had any serious incident up to now.
O vašem poročilu se je na internetnih medijih skopo poročalo. Kako interpretirate to medijsko nepozornost?
Yesterday we had the press release and a press conference, and there were really many, many journalists, and they covered the lunch. That I think the problem is that we are talking in our report of a number of refugees, that is 10,000 people who are living outside the reception center. Maybe the media, they don't consider this number, a big number and big news that 10,000 people are living in this horrible situation, because they say, okay, but only last year 170,000 arrived in Italy, so I mean 10,000 is not really a big number. But what we want to say, what we tried to explain yesterday to media, is that for us, okay, 10,000 maybe is not a big number, but for us it's really, really important, because if in Italy the government continues to run the reception for refugees in the way they are running it now, so there is really, really a big risk that a big part of the 100,000 that now we are giving accommodation, when they will be out of the reception center without integration programs and things I explained before, so there is a big, big risk that they can also join the 10,000 that now are living in these informal settings. So just kind of alert we are trying to launch to government that, okay, be careful if you continue to run these kind of programs like this, so we will have more and more people in informal settings.
Poročala sta Tit in Noveli.
Poročilo.